Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. We have a special announcement to make. This Sunday evening, the Morrison Sisters will be with us in concert. If you enjoy Southern Gospel music, you won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, January 22nd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. Well, here's the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier to continue our study through the book of Revelation.
He's the archangel. There's only one archangel. There's not three. A lot of people think, and they get this from the Catholic faith, by the way, I ain't picking on nobody, but there's only one archangel the Bible mentions. It's Michael. Gabriel is not an archangel. He's never referred to as an archangel. And anyway, we go on and on. This is Michael, the archangel, and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought. And his angels, who is Satan's angels? The demons, those that fell with him. Remember, we read about that where a third of the stars fell from heaven. Okay, these are the angelic beings that followed Satan. Okay, now they're called demons, or his angels. Okay, verse number 8. And prevailed not, neither was there found any place anymore in heaven. I'm reading this so you know this is in the middle of the tribulation period. The abomination of desolation, a lot's taking place here. A lot, okay? Then the great dragon was cast out of heaven. Right now, Satan has access to the heavenlies. He's also, you know, he walketh about on the earth seeking whom he may devour, but he's not confined here on this earth. He's able to go to the heavenlies. He's the accuser of the brethren. One day, in the tribulation period, in the middle of the week, God's going to cast him down to the, and he will be confined to this earth. Satan will be for the last half of the tribulation period. We're reading this here. And his angels were cast out with him. Verse number 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation. The word salvation here is deliverance and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. He no longer will have access to the heavenlies. He will be here for 3.5 years. He will not be able to go back and for a following. He'll be confined here upon the earth. And he's going to turn that anger against God, he's going to turn it toward the people of God, namely the children of Israel. And we're going to see this in just a minute. Verse number 12, let's go verse. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. I guess so, Satan's no longer in the heavenlies. Rejoice, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, knowing because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Let me throw something at you. The devil knows what's in this book. He knows he has just a short time. And whatever he does, he has to do quickly. And that's the thought here. Because he knows he has but a short time. Verse number 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, look at this. He persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. In other words, he went after Israel. Full throat, everything he had has against the nation of Israel. And most of those ones that was shielded in Petra, I won't be able to go. Well, look at verse number 14. Is this boring to y'all? Okay. And the woman which was given two wings of a great eagle, they did not fly Delta Airways. Here, commentators think, well, they got on an airplane and flew. No, they didn't get on an airplane and flew. Just, anyway, let me move. But that they might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished, here it is, for a time and times and a half times. That's the 1,260 days that we read about in verse number 6. It's referred to time, times and a half times, 3.5 years. Called her to be carried away to the flood. I lost some place. And the earth, okay. Verse number 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, and that he might cause her to be carried away to the flood, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out. Now get the picture. Satan is cast into the earth. So a bunch of people Jewish people went to the mountains. They fled, remember? Satan goes after them. He wants to destroy them, but God supernaturally takes care of them. Satan cannot get to them. Ever, whatever means it is, I have my own opinions, but whatever, that's not important right now. See, the point is, Satan can't get to those people. Look in verse number 17. And the dragon, Satan, was wroth with the woman. He couldn't get to her. Boy, you talk to her, he's madder than a wet hen now. They're got up there in those mountains. He cannot get to them. So he turns his attention to make war with the remnant of the seed, the rest of Israel, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now that's Satan. He, in the middle of the week, Michael casts him down from heaven. Okay, that had that battle. Satan, the dragon, follows after the people of Israel who mount. He can't get to them. So he comes back to Jerusalem. He's going to focus on those who didn't leave. Are you following?
Yeah.
This is yes, this is no. Am I going too fast for y'all?
No,
okay.
Going.
All right. Here's what's written now in Revelation chapter number 13. Something else happens in the middle of the week. We know about the dragon. There's somebody called the Antichrist. This is when the abomination of desolation takes place. Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 3. Again, I'm skipping over some, but because of time. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. This is the Antichrist. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they that worship the dragon, Satan, which gave power unto the beast. It's important to understand this, okay? They worship the dragon, Satan, which Satan gave power to the beast. Who is the beast? The Antichrist. And they worship the beast. Now, the Antichrist, saying, who's likened to the beast and who is able to make war with him? Why? Because during the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist, the Bible says he receives a wound to death. People believe he's dead. Again, we had this discussion months ago. I'm not going to go back into that. Wherever you are, whether he's really dead or he just was whatever. I'm not, you know, that's a whole other argument for another time, okay? But it's clear the Bible says he received a wound to death and his deadly wound was healed. And people were gathered around and said, he's dead, this great leader that led for 3.5 years. He come up among the people and he was the one who signed that agreement with Israel at the beginning of the tribulation period to allow the Jewish people to build that temple. You follow? And he started getting more important during the 3.5 years, and he's killed, wound unto death. That's when Satan enters into the Antichrist. The same way, remember, Judas betrayed Jesus, and Satan entered into, we read about Satan entered into Judas. Well, Satan then enters into the Antichrist, and that's what it means here in verse number 4, which gave power unto the beast. Now, it's in my opinion, that the Antichrist does not know he's the Antichrist until this point. The first 3.5 years, he's just a power-hungry, power-grabbing politician who's just trying to control everything. But at this point, Satan enters into him and gives him power. Then he realizes who he is, okay? And the Bible tells us he enters into the temple and declares himself to be God. And this is the abomination of desolation that we read about. And I spend a lot of time, that's in the middle of the week, because a lot of things happens in the middle of the week. Satan's cast down out of heaven. He chases the people of Israel. While he's chasing the people of Israel, the Antichrist at least receives a wound unto death. He's resurrected. At least people think he's resurrected, whichever the side of the argument you is whichever side of your own, you know. Satan enters into him. The Antichrist enters into the temple, declares himself to be God. Are you following? That's the abomination of desolation. A lot is taking place during this time. 1200, now on your chart, let's continue on. I wanted to finish this.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Morrison Sisters in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.